When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This week, we're going to catch up for the two episodes that are coming out on our book club. We didn't have an episode release for the bonus last week, so I'm going to catch us up on chapters 6 and 7. As always, if you are not reading the book, that's totally fine. I believe that these episodes are beneficial whether you are going through the pages with us or not, especially those who may be dealing with anxiety or just various mental attacks. This book is amazing. For those of you guys who don't know what I'm talking about, we are reading Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer as a part of our book club pick here on the podcast. You can click the link in the show notes to get your copy of the book. Or if not, just follow along because I believe that these episodes, again, will still bless you, whether you're reading the pages or not. So chapter 6 is where we missed last week. The title of this chapter is called Mind Binding Spirits. This is a short chapter. She starts it off with one of my favorite scriptures, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. It says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." I'm going to actually read down to verse 8. She didn't put this one in the book, but I'm going to add this here. It says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." Now, this chapter is called Mind Binding Spirits because this was some revelation that Joyce got in a foggy period that she was dealing with mentally. So she talked about she had reached a place in her walk with God where she was having a hard time believing things that she previously believed. So she was confident and believed what God had placed in her heart to be this international speaker, to spread the gospel, to have an impactful ministry, to have children who are flourishing, to just do amazing things in ministry. At one point, she believed. She believed that all of the things that God placed in her heart would happen. But she found herself in this chapter in a space where she wasn't really believing what she believed before. And it was confusing to her because she's like, well, I was at one point confident that I was going to do all of these things and that God was going to do all of these things for me. But now I'm confused. I'm doubting. I'm questioning my call. My mind is foggy. I feel sluggish. Like it's some type of funk that she couldn't quite describe. And I can identify with this so much. Like, think about this for yourself. Have you ever been in a position where at one point you were on fire for God? You just knew he was going to use you. You were excited about what was going to happen in ministry. You were excited about launching your podcast, about starting your business, about starting your YouTube channel, building your business online. You were confident and excited. God was giving you all these downloads and these visions, and people were pouring into you and prophesying into you. And you were in a space where you were believing and excited about what God was doing. And then all of a sudden, you start saying, well, did I really hear God? For whatever reason, it could be circumstances, it could be just your mind playing tricks on you, right? Like, you start thinking, did I really hear from God? Is that really going to happen? Like, is he really going to use me to speak to the masses? Little old me, talk about myself for a second. I've had moments, even on this journey with this podcast, where I believed that God was going to do great things with Blessed and Bossed Up. But then, is that really going to happen? Is God really going to use me? This regular, degular girl from PG County, Maryland? Like, is he really going to use me to impact millions of people globally? Like, that sounded great. I believed it at one point, but like, come on, is that really true? Is he really going to use me to build a successful business? Am I really going to be able to build this family that I have a desire for in my heart? Am I really going to be able to do that and have a business? At one point, I believed it, but like, I don't know. Maybe this ain't it for me. Maybe I need to go back to a 9-to-5. Maybe I need to just give up. Again, have y'all been in this position? So while she was in this space, she said she just kept hearing mind-binding spirits, this phrase. And she was like, she didn't think much about it at first, but she just kept hearing it and kept hearing it. And this is a pin I want to place for those of you who may be struggling to decipher when God is speaking to you, or the enemy may have you in a point where you're confused about if you're hearing from God. If it's something that you can shake, and this is a marker that I use as well with business decisions and anything, if I can't shake it, I need to lean into it. And so there's something that God has me doing that I can't talk about yet, but I just could not shake it. I was talking to my friend about it. I talked to my husband about it. I'm like, why do I keep coming here? And so eventually I was like, all right, God, what's up? And he gave me some instructions. And so here she's saying, I kept hearing mind-binding spirits. I couldn't shake it. First, I didn't think much of it. But again, when God just starts repeating something to you, when you start hearing something over and over again, lean into it and ask him for clarity. So for her, what she did was, she's like, well, maybe I need to just pray about this for other people. So she went straight into prayer and started praying against mind-binding spirits. And so as she was doing that and coming against mind-binding spirits in Jesus' name, she said she felt a deliverance for herself. She said, I felt a tremendous deliverance come on my own mind. It was quite dramatic. The thought of evil spirits lurking around is rather creepy, but they exist. Jesus called demons by name and commanded them to leave. So then she goes on to say, nearly every deliverance God has brought to me has been progressive and has come out by believing and confessing the word of God. I love that she talked about deliverance here, because I believe in this internet society now, we are exposed to a lot of different ministries. And so specifically when it comes to deliverance ministries, we have to understand that they must come out, like whatever you're dealing with, whatever spirit, whether it's mind-binding spirit, whether it's a spirit of lust, whether it's a spirit of infirmity, whatever spirit that you are dealing with, because we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, right? So whatever spirit that you're dealing with, you can call it out and it has to go in the name of Jesus. So she was praying, using the word of God, praying in the name of Jesus, and she got deliverance for herself. We don't have to sit and play with these spirits. We don't got to converse back and forth with these spirits. We don't got to organize, categorize, do a deep dive into these spirits. They have to go in the name of Jesus, period. And again, I love that she touched on this, because for us, we don't have to tolerate the mental games that the enemy tries to play with us. We talked about taking thoughts captive in previous chapters. We ain't got to entertain and play with self-doubt. We don't have to entertain and play with fear. It has to go in the name of Jesus, period. And what I don't want you to do, and I have to go here with this, when you are dealing with spiritual warfare and you are dealing with demonic spirits of any kind, when you cast them out, cast them out. Don't cast them out and then open the door for them to come back. Don't say, I rebuke the spirit of doubt in the name of Jesus. You must go. And then the second the enemy tries to tempt you to accept it back, you accept it back. So you done casted it out, but then an opportunity comes for you to choose either to believe God or to choose to believe the lie of the enemy. You choose the enemy. So now we're in this cynical process of rebuking and then reaccepting. Let's not waste time there. The Bible says who the Son sets free is free indeed. So accept your freedom and stand in your freedom. Joyce goes on to say that nearly every deliverance God has brought me has been progressive and has come out by believing and confessing the word of God. John 8:31 and 32 and Psalm 107:20 are my testimony. In John 8:31 and 32, Jesus says, if you abide in my word, you are my true disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Psalm 107:20 says of the Lord, he sends forth his word and heals them and rescues them from pit and destruction. I love, love, love how she just consistently emphasizes his word, because God's word is alive. God's word is a strategy. It is a warfare tactic. He said that it will never return back to him void. So when you believe and confess the word of God, you can free yourself from whatever it is that the enemy is trying to keep you captive with. The enemy has been attacking me personally very strongly in my calling in the area of podcasting. And more recently, I'll probably talk about this more next week because I'm getting ready to introduce a program. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies.
It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
Last week, I was just so frustrated. Again, the enemy is attacking me, specifically as it relates to my call to helping Christian podcasters and my call as a Christian podcaster. I was very frustrated with a lot of things. I've talked about my frustration with just where the podcast industry is going. I talked about in the episode where I said practicing what I preach, how I went to God and I was like, Lord, what these trends and everything that is going on, I'm not feeling it. It's not in alignment with the season you have me in, but I'm frustrated because I'm still a strategist at heart. I understand the importance of certain things, but I can't bring myself to do them. And it just made me frustrated because I'm like, God, does that mean that essentially my platform is going to die out and I'm going to go into obscurity? And not for the sake of me, but for the sake of what you've called me to do. It's frustrating, right? And so God pulled me up and encouraged me and built me up. So I had a similar attack again to my mind in that same context. And I reached out to a friend. And this is where you have to note when you need to call in reinforcement sometimes. And I was in a space where I was, you know, taking all of these thoughts captive. I'm having an honest conversation with God about how I feel, because I don't believe in toxic positivity where you just dismiss how you feel. And I believe that a lot of Christians do that, especially in the whole prosperity gospel space. I believe in facing a thing for what it is, submitting that thing for God, and then choosing to believe what he said without necessarily negating your feelings. And at that time, I was doing what I know. I'm praying, I'm taking my things to God, but I was still frustrated and I felt like I needed reinforcements. So I reached out to a friend and I told her what I was going through. I'm like, hey, And this friend, I don't talk to often. Like, we talk every now and then. Like, if I'm, if she has something going on, I'll reach out, check on her. I keep up with her on social media and vice versa. If I am praying for her and God leads me to share anything with her, I'll do that and vice versa. So I usually don't go to her like with my problems, right? And so I just felt led to reach out to her about this thing on this day. And she got back to me. And she just encouraged me so much. And then also was able to pour into me like, no, Tatum, God is telling you to 1, 2, 3. Like, this is what I'm hearing. And just really speaking life into me and speaking, thus saith the Lord, and confirming so many things that God had already told me. And it was so helpful, because what the enemy will do is, and when you're in this space, he'll start to make you question if you're hearing from God. And I'm just being honest. So even though I know I hear from God, I know I heard what God says, these mind-binding spirits will come and make you question it. Dang, was that really God? Maybe that was just me. Maybe I'm just being lazy. Maybe I don't just want to XYZ 1, 2, 3, blah, 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 right? But no, she was able to pour into me and confirm so many details that God had already shared with me. So much so, I'm excited about something that's going to come out that I'm going to talk to you guys about next week. But it was so necessary to call in reinforcements at that time. And sometimes you have to do that as well. If you're in a space, you need a godly community. You need people who can intercede on your behalf. You need people who will speak life into you, people who will speak the word into you, not just their opinions, but they will speak the word of God. So when I went to this friend, I knew she wasn't just going to tell me what she thought. She was going to tell me, thus saith the Lord. And she was going to tell me what the word of God says. And she reminded me of scriptures that I was telling myself, because a lot of these things that were irritating me about the industry, what I kept telling myself is, Tatum, do not conform to the patterns of this world. Do not conform to the patterns of this world. And that includes the trend in the industry that God has placed you in. Trust that He will make your name great. He has, and He will continue to. So this is what I tell myself. But then again, I'm calling in reinforcements, and she's telling me the exact same scripture that I'm telling myself. And it just further help to build me up and release me from these mind-binding spirits. So for you, if you're in a place where you're doing all the things, but you just still feel like the mind-binding spirits are taking control, call in reinforcements. And let me tell you, the ultimate reinforcement is the Holy Spirit. So even if you don't have a natural community, I suggest the Society Course, which is our organization that supports this podcast. You can click the link in the show notes to activate a free trial. Like, shameless plug on that, because we are an amazing community. But in addition to that, the number one intercessor that you have is the Holy Spirit. And Joyce even said it in this book. She says, she brings up Romans 8:26. I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. It says, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. So one of the benefits of us having this indwelling spirit is we have an intercessor. So sometimes for me, if I'm just driving, I just start speaking in my heavenly language. I don't know what I'm saying, but God knows. The Holy Spirit will intercede for me, and things will come up. I'll start to hear things from the Lord, and I then know what to pray into. One of my things every day is I say, Holy Spirit, I welcome you. I lean into you. Let me walk by what you want me to do and not by my flesh. I crucify my flesh this morning. And Holy Spirit, I ask that I hear you in the big and small moments. I will look for you in every minute of the day. And that is something that I pray and something that I try to actively do. And I encourage you to as well. Look for God in every aspect of the day. Welcome the Holy Spirit in. Listen and try to discern what the Spirit is saying at any point in time. Again, big and small. The other day, I was starving. I had just been busy with the baby all morning. I hadn't eaten anything. And for me, one of the easiest way for me to make a bad food choice is to be starving. Because I'm like, at this point, my cravings start to take over. I don't care. My willpower is low because I'm hungry. This boy is getting my belly. Okay. And so the other day, I really was craving pancakes bad. And something that I do to try to help myself when it comes to like food and certain choice, healthy choices I want to make, is I don't keep it in the house. I don't keep a box of pancake mix in the house because I will make myself pancakes every day. I do, though, have all the ingredients because I prefer to make pancakes from scratch versus like the box kind. So I have all the ingredients to make some pancakes from scratch. Also, I didn't have a lot of time. So I'm in this place where I want some pancakes. I have, you know, the flour, the sugar, the eggs, the butter. I got everything that I could whip up real quick, put me a few on the stove and be good. So I'm going back and forth if I buy them, like, am I going to make good choices or am I going to make these pancakes though? And Holy Spirit said, make the right choice. And I put my little flour back in the cupboard. I don't even remember what I ate, y'all, but I can tell you that it was not pancakes. And so again, just welcoming the Spirit in and searching for Him throughout your day will lead you in the right direction versus going with your flesh. My cravings, my flesh wanted one thing, but the Spirit said, make a good choice in this moment. And I made a good choice in that moment. I remember even after that, like the day after, I made a terrible choice when it came to food because I didn't slow down enough to be sensitive to the Spirit. I was just on the go and moving. And it wasn't until after I was like, man, if I would have slowed down, I probably could have made a better decision at that time. So again, for you, understand that the Holy Spirit helps us. He is our intercessor. Welcome Him in and allow Him to guide you. Something I have highlighted in the text, it says, as Christians, we need to learn to decide to believe. God often gives us faith for things that our mind just can't always seem to come into agreement with. The mind wants to understand everything, the why, the when, and the how of it all. often that understanding is not given by God. The mind refuses to believe what it cannot understand. It frequently happens that a believer knows something in his heart, but his mind wars against it. I had decided long ago before to believe that the word says and to believe the rhema, the revealed word that God gave me, which are the things that he spoke to me or promises that he gave me personally, even if I don't understand why, when, or how it will come to pass in my life. As children of God, one of the privileges we have is believing what is impossible. I highlighted this point because it's so true. And with this understanding and revelation, we can move so much differently. She made it clear the mind wants to understand it all. Again, let me raise my hand. How many times has God told you something or he placed something in your heart, but your brain wants to figure it out? But God doesn't allow you to be able to figure it out because he wants you to have faith and trust in him. So if you understand this and really internalize it and know, wrap your mind around the fact that you walk by faith and not by sight. Wrap your mind around the fact of, hey, I know I want to know everything, but I'm going to trust God anyway because he's the God of the impossible. So I'm going to trust what he's placed in my heart. I'm going to trust what I know that he wants me to do in my heart, even if I can't wrap my mind around it. And we just going to see. I need us to walk and move with a we just gonna see type of mentality. That's a space after, I mean, this year will make 7 years of being self-employed for me. And where I always come back to, even when I wrestle, even when there are like these internal turmoils and conflicts and things that I may have dealt with over the years on this journey, what I always end up settling in is we just gonna see. I'm gonna take God at his word. That at no matter how crazy this sounds, we just going to see. And it's just going to be another point on the board for my God that I'm going to brag about as often as I can. Simple as that. And there's a peace that comes with that. The enemy can't do nothing with that because when you're rooted and settled in that, he can't shake you and play these mind games with you like he did before. So that's it for this episode. Get the book if you don't have it. If not, that's cool. We're going to pick up with the next chapter in the next episode. I love you guys. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.